The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, it's satellite link, our United States of Unconsciousness.
Welcome back. You're listening to 90.7 FM Los Angeles, KPFK, and 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. We just finished hearing some excerpts of a film that's been in the development and being worked out right now. It's called Disinformation Nation. And here in the air with us and here in the studio, we have Melody Batkin and Jennifer Schofield. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you
for having us.
Definitely.
So give us here, what's Disinformation Nation? What's the attempt that you're trying to build with this film?
Well, what we're really looking at is how, in many cases, the same news stories have been reported differently inside the U.S. as opposed to outside the U.S. in many countries around the world, specifically over the last 4 years. Now, the major national or major international political events have been anything but subtle, and so the difference in information has created, well, a pretty big rift between us and the majority of the world, and we're examining that disparity of information, the causes, possible causes, and having a discussion of the consequences that we're looking at right now. And we started with the question, or with the statement rather, whenever people are well informed, they can be trusted with their own government, which is a quote by Thomas Jefferson. And then I went to the statement or the question, what happens when we're not? And that was really my question, coming back from living 8 years abroad and watching the news from around the world for 8 years and coming back to a post 9/11 America in late 2002 and really feeling like I entered into an alternative information universe. The stories were just so different that it was my reaction. My only reaction was to pick up a camera and start talking to experts and media analysts and critics and authors and asking, What's going on here? Why are we getting such different information here than they're getting there? And what is that doing to our society? And so being the number one superpower, our world.
And so, Melody, maybe if you can give us an example of a particular story that we heard here in a certain mm-hmm. way and a story that, say, in the Third World or in Europe or whatever was painted in a different.
Well, just the story in the clip that we just heard about the fall of Saddam Hussein in Freedom Square, right? I think most people saw that footage on their nightly news, and most of it were close shots, really close shots. So we got the clear impression that there were many, many, many people that really supported this. And I think that our media didn't do that much. Our mainstream media, of course, KPFK is always different, but our mainstream media didn't do much to dissuade us from that feeling. And in fact, I had been going to marches and talking to people, and a couple of people I saw on the streets after that happened said, well, you know, we're not going to the marches anymore because, well, we saw that and it seemed like the people were really behind it. Whereas if you listen to BBC television, which has its own thing going on, definitely it's not non-agenda driven, but they reported dozens of people. Dozens. And that's very different than letting people believe that it's hundreds and hundreds of people. So
maybe we can go to Jennifer for a second. And I know there was a couple, 2 points that you guys were talking about. One was around media consolidation, and the other one was around self-censorship. So maybe if you can speak to that.
Well, we do have an agenda-driven media. Our media tends to represent the political events in this country in a very positive light. And We want to examine just the corporate structure, who owns the media, what their economic agendas are, and also we've had a lot of media consolidation in the last decade that has really affected how many news sources we actually have.
And so in terms of the media consolidation, because I was watching the video clip on the website, it was like Nickelodeon is owned like by Warner. I mean, I don't even know the name, the connections, but
Viacom.
Mm-hmm. Viacom. Mm-hmm. Well, everything is owned. It can be as low as 3 companies, or sometimes it's been as high as 6 or 7 in the last decade. But what that means is that our newspapers, our internet, our radio stations, our television stations, the companies that put out movies, that we really are only getting 7 points of view, or there are only seven corporations or three allowing everything that we see.
And those same corporations, I mean, I know a lot of, I've heard like those same corporations are also either owned by or also control like by military contractors.
Right. So that's the point. If you have GE, which owns Universal, NBC, you know, and they stand to gain as weapons manufacturers, what kind of, you know, what kind of news are they putting out in that news cycle, rather? How does that affect their news spend? For example, when Universal was bought out and joined into GE, a lot of, and somebody who works inside told me that a lot of their managers were replaced by old military men, Marines and whatnot. And so their media, their meetings, their board meetings went from being about media and movies they were putting out and whatnot to old war stories. So how does that affect the media that comes out of those, you know, five conglomerates basically that, that dominate our mainstream media and everything we see, everything we hear? So.
And we have seen it in respect to the war. When Colin Powell presented to the UN, we heard in this country that he gave a rather convincing argument from many news sources. But around the world, it was reported differently, that he did not give a convincing argument. And obviously, our media is trying to support the president, trying to support the current administration. But what does that really do for democracy in this country?
I mean, even, I mean, our friend Colin Powell, don't want to pick on my brother. But, I mean, in terms of the World Conference Against Racism, he was also, like, booed several times during his speech, and we didn't hear it there.
We would never hear it here, if, yeah.
So are there any, I want to say safe, because you make me want to say, okay, I can't go see Shark Tale. I can't go see, you know, it's not even at that level. But are there, what are, if people wanted to get more of the global picture, where would they go? I mean, besides KPFK, but where were the other outlets they would go to?
Well, I mean, I don't think safe is a really strange term, because objectivity, right, is an illusion. There is no objective perspective. Everything comes from some sort of an agenda. So I think the best thing that people can do in terms of news consumption or media consumption is open themselves up to different sides of propaganda, right? Different ideas. Keep a critical thinking going on. And I think when people do that more, when people question their own way of thinking, that's as best as a media system can do, since we throw up a veil of objectivity, but there isn't any objective perspective. So what we're doing now is we are heading across the United States. And that's our next phase of production. We just finished the first stage of production. And in hearing experts throw at me, 70% of America thinks this and 40% of America thinks that, I thought, well, how am I going to visually bring this?
Yeah, well. Are these
so I thought we could go across the United States, go through the swing states, and see which misperceptions people are taking with them to the polls. And we're doing that. We live on the 27th of October. We're going through to the 8th of November to get a feeling over that period of time. And we're going to be having a fundraiser event at the Temple Bar, which is what Fidel Rodriguez has been helping us with, of Divine Forces Radio. And
he's doing a great job putting it together, and it's really been wonderful.
Yeah.
So why don't you give us the address of Temple Bar, the date, and then the time.
Okay, the address is 1026 Wilshire Boulevard in Santa Monica. The time is from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Fidel Rodriguez is hosting it, and he's got his DJs Counter-Strike, Orator, Breeze, and BJ ICI is doing a multimedia presentation, special appearance by Brother Jay of the X-Clan, and Quinto Sol will be playing, as well as I just got an email today right before coming in here of three or four others that have just been added to the bill. So he's put together, thank you, Fidel, quite an amazing show. We're really grateful for that.
I need to go have Fidel for my birthday party.
Man, yeah.
That's a lineup. So this is on the 24th of October, and we got a couple seconds left, so why don't you guys give us the website and a way to get in contact with you guys.
Oh, sure. Our website address is www.disinfo-nation.com. And we have a lot of information on the website. We have a trailer, also a place to contribute a donation that's tax deductible, and also a place to communicate with us, because we really are open to community ideas and community support.
Great. So, again, that's October 24th at the Temple Bar. I want to thank Melody Batkin and Jennifer Schofield for and also other guests, Roxanne Dunbar-Ortiz, for being with us today. We had music from Jorge Ben, Lila Downs, Blue Scholars, and Femi Kuti. And we are going to be seeing you next week. We also want to thank Alan Minsky and our man Ian Masters for being with us today. Thanks a lot. See you next week.